Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church is calling for a 36-hour Christmas ceasefire in the Ukraine at the end of this week. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has called for a 36-hour Christmas ceasefire in Ukraine. Moscow Patriarch Kirill suggested a truce over the Orthodox Christmas period. The Russian Orthodox Church, which uses the ancient Julian calendar, celebrates Christmas on January the 7th. The proposal was dismissed by Kiev officials, who called it a cynical trap and an element of propaganda. Kirill has previously justified Russia's war in Ukraine as part of what he called a metaphysical struggle to prevent an ideological encroachment from the West. Russia has made no comment on Kirill's call. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin has apparently told Turkey's president that he reaffirms Russia's openness to serious dialogue with Ukrainian authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
And in breaking news this hour, the Kremlin press service is reporting the Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for that ceasefire beginning midnight Friday through Saturday along the entire line of combat in Ukraine. Putin called on the Ukrainian side to also declare a ceasefire and give Orthodox citizens in Ukraine the opportunity to attend Christmas services. Pope Francis joined tens of thousands of faithful in bidding farewell to Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI at a rare requiem mass for a dead pope presided by a living one. That ended an unprecedented decade for the Catholic Church that was sparked by the German theologian's decision to retire. Bells tolled and crowds applauded Thursday as pallbearers carried Benedict's Cyprus coffin out of a fog-shrouded St. Peter's Basilica and placed it before the altar on the square outside. Francis opened the service with a prayer and closed it, solemnly blessing the simple casket. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is criticizing China's very narrow definition of COVID deaths, warning that official statistics are not showing the true impact of the current outbreak in China. There is growing concern over China's steep rise in COVID infections since Beijing last month abruptly lifted years of hardline restrictions, with hospitals and crematoriums quickly overwhelmed. Yet China has only officially recorded 22 COVID deaths since December and has dramatically narrowed the criteria for classifying such fatalities, meaning that Beijing's own statistics about the unprecedented wave are now widely seen as not reflecting reality. Speaking to reporters Wednesday in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it's understandable several countries, including the U.S., have now implemented travel restrictions on visitors from China.
With circulation in China so high and comprehensive data not forthcoming, as I said last week, it's understandable that some countries are taking steps they believe will protect their own citizens.
London's Met Weather Office said Thursday Britain had its warmest year on record, with official figures showing 2022, the latest evidence that climate change is transforming Europe's weather. The Met Office Weather Agency said Thursday Britain had its hottest year, exceeding 10 degrees Celsius for the first time. Met Office weather presenter Alex Deakin told the Associated Press Britain's 10 hottest years on record have all come since 2003.
There's a really strong signal that it is getting warmer. It doesn't mean that every year will be the new warmest year on record, far from it. But just an example, that the 10 warmest years on record have all been since 2003. 2022 was the first time we got over 10 degrees as an average, and the first time we broke 9 degrees was early in the century. And we've broken these records steadily over the past 100 years. So the trends all point to this. It is getting warmer.
The U.S. State Department said negotiations to return to the international agreement that limited Iran's nuclear program is not a current priority for the United States. Spokesman Ned Price told reporters late Wednesday the 2015 nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, hasn't been the agenda for some months now. The United States left the agreement in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump, who argued it was too favorable to Iran and he reimposed sanctions. Price said Wednesday that after Iran reneged on terms to re-enter the agreement late last year, the U.S. is now focused on doing everything it can to support the universal rights of the people of Iran amid protests that have been ongoing in the country since September. Doctors treating National Football League Buffalo safety Damar Hamlin say he has shown what physicians treating him are calling remarkable improvement over the last 24 hours. Reporting via remote,